Welcome. Catherine Dines here with Jerry Doyle and Walter Noble from the Children's Aid Foundation. I know a lot of people have heard them numerous times on CFRA, but for those of you who may be new listeners, I want to reset who these incredible men are in our community because they do so much to help Ottawa. So we'll start with Walter. Walter Noble has been the executive director of the Children's Aid Foundation of Ottawa for the last year. Prior to that, Walter was the director of corporate partnerships with Invest Ottawa. He's been a foster parent himself, now an adoptive parent of two children. Walter is very connected and brings a true passion to his work. Thank you so much for that, Walter. And of course, Jerry Doyle. Jerry Doyle is the chairman of the board for the Children's Aid Foundation, a father of three adult professionals. Jerry works hard at making a difference. He's actually even donated a kidney. Thank you so much. How inspiring is that? You're actively involved with numerous other boards, such as the Canadian Institute of Child Health, and you're a recipient of the Order of St. George. You're one of the busiest community leaders in Ottawa, Jerry. That is awesome.
Thanks very much, Catherine. And it's all about making a difference because there are a lot of people out there, Catherine, that need our help. And we have to make those efforts.
Absolutely. So today, right now, this hour, it's all about the Children's Aid Foundation of Ottawa. So we want to educate people who may not be familiar with the foundation and find out what it is, who it supports, and a little bit about the program. So who would like to start? Walter?
Absolutely. So the Children's Aid Foundation of Ottawa has been around since 1988, doing so much in the community for kids who are in the care of the Children's Aid Society. And we run a number of programs that are education and life enrichment experiences for these young kids. And our mission really is raising money for these kids in the community.
While we're raising money for the children, it's really important that we put it out there to good use. So we'll give you some real-world examples. These are wards of the Children's Aid Society. In one particular case, a parent was accidentally killed, and the surviving parent had no involvement with the child. And he was staying with family members, some members of his family, not the surviving parent, and they couldn't afford to support this child the way that perhaps we might with our own children. So we found out that this child, this youth, really, really enjoyed basketball. So we funded a competitive basketball program for him, and that really brought him over the top. That made the difference. So it's not necessarily about just supporting kids. It's about this youth needs help. What can we do? So now he's playing competitive basketball, and he's having the time of his life.
That's amazing. So there are a lot of stories like that, though, inspiring stories. And I'd like to hear some more of them, if we could, just to give people an idea about where the money goes when they make those donations.
Absolutely. Catherine, to Jerry's point, you know, another story that came to light, and these come through the child protection workers who actually apply for funding to the foundation. There was a child with a parent living in subsidized housing. CAS was involved. It was a neglect issue. The home was like a hoarder home, dirty. CAS was in there helping. The parent had, you know, suicidal thoughts from her mother falling from a high-rise building and unfortunately passed away. So this mother, through the worker, came to the foundation and said, "Listen, I need some assistance in purchasing, believe it or not, just a dresser desk and some clothes and to help clean up their clothes that are on the floor and to really, you know, care for this so they could care for their youth and their child."
I think it's important to make mention, too, of the fact that, you know, we hear a lot of stories in the news and sometimes people are quick to judge these parents. But in many cases, as you just described, the parents are struggling with emotional issues themselves. It's not like they're bad parents. They need help themselves. They never got the help, and now they find themselves trying to raise a child. And these kids, they don't know how to get help. You know, they're looking to their parents. So you guys are really filling in a huge, enormous need. That is so incredible. Would you like to name off some of the programs? Would you like to, should we
list
the programs?
Oh, give me the opportunity,
okay,
Catherine.
So
thank
we,
you.
Why don't we hear a list of the different types of programs? Something appeals to everyone differently, right?
One of my personal favorites is what we refer to as our Dare to Dream program. This is where we absolutely do everything we can to break the cycle as a foundation. Now, keep in mind the Children's Aid Society, the workers, they deal with the youth and the children in their professional regard. We're trying to help them financially. So in the Dare to Dream program, we have put over 750 youths out to post-secondary education. So that we're talking about colleges and universities. We've got lawyers. We've got doctors. We have hairstylists. We have plumbers and electricians. They never dreamed they could ever get beyond perhaps just a retail job because financially they couldn't afford it, and they never thought that far ahead. But that's what we do because as part of our community, we know what it's like to be a professional. We know the income that you can earn. We know that they can dare to dream, and we want them to dream. For example, we have one young adult. She was in foster care for 8 years, Catherine, and the reason was severe neglect, emotional abuse, and she actually suffers from Crohn's disease, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety, and panic attacks. This young woman has every excuse in the book not to make it. List any one of them, and she can say, this is why I can't do this. You know, that she's gonna graduate in the spring from Carleton with a science degree, and that's going to enable her to work in the medical industry, and she wants to go on to graduate studies.
That's amazing.
She couldn't have done that without her own vision, without knowing that there was a support mechanism, and without us teaching her that she could dare to dream. And financially, we're walking her through, and it's working. And think of the impact it's having on her life, her family's life going forward with children, and just from an economic perspective, it's wonderful.
You're changing lives, as you just mentioned. As her future progresses, it's ending a cycle. It's ending, you know, she's now got some hope in her future, so that's amazing. Did you have something you wanted to add there?
Absolutely. I mean, another story, we have so many stories. As Jerry had mentioned, 750 lives have been changed over the last 20 years. And just this past spring, we allocated bursaries to 42 youth. And in this particular case, this young adult was studying social work. She was raised with a history of emotional and physical abuse, had depression, anxiety, attention deficit disorder. CIS came in and helped. And what a great course that this lady is taking, because a lot of these kids that come in, they look to, you know, social work, occupations that help other people because they have been helped. And she wanted to give back to the community because of the work that was done through the foundation and CIS in helping her become a productive citizen of the city and going on to bigger and better things, had, you know, inspiring dreams, and really, you know, We're trying to empower them. They are breaking that cycle of abuse and neglect, not only in themselves, but their future families, and also the role that she will play as a child and youth worker in the future is enabling her to help other people who have been in that situation. So it comes full circle. So our donors, you really think about donating funds for a bursary, and, you know, it's actually 2-3-fold. You're helping other people, not just that one individual.
Thank you so much, Walter. We're going to come back and hear more of those stories, and Jerry's going to give us some more of the programs as well. I'm Catherine Dines, Experts on Call. We'll be back with more from Jerry Doyle and Walter Noble from the Children's Aid Foundation.